wisdom to our lives. So let's dive deeper into the role that God has called us to be. Relax, grab some tea, and chat with me.
When I smile, I shine so bright. I'm grooving 24/7, day and night. Say I'm a mom, serve the Lord till I die. And I know he's making moves in my life. Say I'm a mom, hey.
Hey, mom friends. Welcome to another episode of the Four Moms Pod.
So, wait, real quick. We have some things to talk about. So, first off, welcome back to another episode of this podcast. I am your host, Allison Nick, and yes, I'm back on here. I know it's been a bit. I last recorded in August of 2022, and there was a lot of clarification that God gave me since stopping the podcast, but I'm going to get into some things in regards to some changes that are coming to the podcast, as well as my word of the year. So let's go ahead and get into it. Okay, so I am super excited to be back on the podcast. If you have been a longtime listener, first off, thank you for listening, and I really appreciate you hanging in there with me. The podcast is kind of my safe space at times to let go, to express my feelings, to pour into other moms, and you all have been extremely receptive to it. So I'm very appreciative of that. Starting off with just my word for the year, God told me connection. And so in moving forward with my business, moving forward with this podcast, moving forward, period, I knew I had to get back on the podcast, right? Because that's where I got the most people saying, oh my gosh, I listened to your podcast. Oh my gosh, you know, like I appreciate whenever you spoke about this topic or this. So I knew I had to get back on the podcast, but I had to get back on here, and I couldn't just talk about just community. I feel like in moving on with motherhood, although I talk about motherhood and mental health, I also want to talk about how us as moms can maximize our life. Because whenever it comes down to it, there are moms out here that are married. There are moms out here that are single. And there are moms out here that may be married and single. You may be in a marriage where you feel like you're doing all the work, especially with your kids and whatnot. But I wanted, and moving forward with getting more clarification from my business, I wanted to move forward. And I felt like God was telling me to move forward and helping moms maximize their life. So not only with their faith, but also to help them to spark that thing inside them that they felt like they had lost. And that's always been my goal with the podcast. I've always been on here to serve moms, to encourage moms, to push them. But I really wanted to amp it up just a little bit. So I'm changing things up. Okay. First things first is that the podcast will now be in seasons because it's just going to better suit my life to record and put things out in a little bit more of an efficient way. Secondly, the podcast will be changing its name. If you are on my email list and you have already heard this news, shout out to being on the email list because you guys hear things before anybody else does. You guys have heard the news. And so I'm officially announcing it right now. The new name of the podcast is One Mom and a Dream. And that is because I feel like, as I have talked about plenty of times in the past, not only are we quote unquote just mothers, but we are mentors to our children. We are a part of shaping and molding lives of what we want our family atmosphere to be and what we want our children to be. And how we want to be and moving forward. It goes along with us setting boundaries and doing manifestations and speaking to ourselves, uplifting ourselves. And so I felt like Four Moms, whenever I started, it was just out of obedience. that's when we started our podcast. I was supposed to be, he's like, we'll just do it for moms. And I just named it For Moms. And that was it. Now moving forward, like I say, we're just getting more clarification on what God is further calling me to do. I feel like we got to spice it up a little bit. So this is One Mom in a Dream, because you are one mom and you have a dream. You have a certain way that you would love your family to live. And a lot of times we don't get the opportunity or the resources to learn how do we get to that point, how do we get to that life, or what can really just take us there. And sometimes it is fear. But what I have learned is that a lot of time it's just not having the knowledge and it's just not having the resources. So that is my that is the new name of the podcast. So this episode is going to come out as For Moms, but whenever next week episode comes out, there will be a new cover. There will be a new title change. Everything is going to be new because the podcast is changing in that aspect. So I am super excited about everything that's moving forward, y'all. You know what's really crazy? Let me tell y'all, just talking about obedience. What's really crazy is that, so like I said, I ended the podcast at the end of August after what God was telling me to do and starting it back up now. Do y'all know that since I have stopped recording the podcast, I don't know anybody in those countries. I don't know anybody in Central or South America. I don't know. I believe Philip, you know what? That's not my calling. But I don't know anybody in these areas, but God does. Like talking about the obedience and talking about when God gives you something and for you to say yes and to act on it, God is going to move you and put you in places to do things that you could have never imagined. Before I started this podcast, I just kept telling God that I wanted to be an international speaker. I wanted to be a speaker. I wanted to go speak all over the world. And I wanted to do conferences and events. And even though I've done events and such, and I've spoken at conferences too. Got to give yourself the, you know, small wins. Kudos to yourself. Okay. Kudos to me. But, God told me to start a podcast, and in starting the podcast, my podcast is global. It's international. It's gone all over the world. India, Philippines, Colombia, South Africa, obviously the United States. We've charted, I think it's over 30, not charted, but we've been listened to in over 30 countries. As I'm recording this episode today, I'm turning 33 years old. So I'm turning 33. So literally the amount of years that I have been born is the amount of countries that this podcast has been listened to. That blows my mind. And I would have never been in this point if I didn't obey God and say yes to him. A lot of times it's scary. A lot of times we don't have the knowledge. But if we just have enough strength to say yes, God will literally lay everything out. I'm sure I've told the story before. Maybe it's been a while. So if you're new, you're about to hear it. Whenever God told me to start a podcast, I literally had no idea. I didn't know anything about podcasting, what it was about, how to start, anything like that. I went to a mommy meetup that someone was having on social media that I had met. Curls and Cocktails is her Instagram, Curls and Cocktails. She is amazing. And she had a mommy meetup because she said, I have a lot of mom friends and I just want to hey, I just want everybody to meet, entrepreneurs or business, blah, blah, blah. So we met up and literally the lady sitting next to me, don't know her. She could walk past me today. I still do not remember who she was. But literally the lady sitting next to me, I told him God told me to start a podcast. And she looked at me and she just started giving me information. She started telling me apps I could get started on, how I could get started, all these different things. She just started telling me things. And it's all because I said yes. God will put everything in your path if you say yes. He will line everything up for you if you say yes. All God wants is our yes. All God wants is our undivided attention. All God wants is for us to listen and obey. The same things we talk to our children about. I don't know how many times. Oh, my Lord, y'all. So Joe was out of school today because of President's Day. Oh, my God. And I told him that his cousins were going to come over later so they could play. Do you know how many times he asked me if they were going to come over? And my response was, they're coming. I already put it into works. They're coming. I'm not worried about it. So you shouldn't be worried about it. And I tell y'all, I feel like God thinks these same things about us.
Sweetie, if I'm not worried about it, you shouldn't be worried about it. You already said yes, and I've already aligned and put everything into work. I've already done it. So you shouldn't even be tripping, daughter. You shouldn't even be concerned about what's happening, because you have to trust me to know that since you said yes, and since I already said this is what I wanted you to do, and I've already done it, you do not have to worry about anything, daughter. Because of the simple fact that you said yes and you believed in what you were saying yes to. God already aligns everything up. And I'm not only really just talking to you guys, I'm talking to myself as well. I'm just telling myself that God lines everything up. My favorite scripture, Esther 4 and 14, that maybe you were just born for a time like this. You were created for this moment, this time, this purpose. You were created for it. And God created you for that fact. God doesn't make any mistakes. He did not create you because on mistake. Regardless of a situation of how you may have got here, and regardless of how some people may talk about, I don't know, relationships or situation that your parents were in, whatever that situation was, you were not a mistake. You were supposed to be here. And you were here because God wanted you to be here. Forget your parents. Forget everybody else. God wanted you to be here. And he wanted you to be here because he had a plan for your life. And all he wants you to do is say yes to it. It says John 10 and 10, that the God will give us a satisfying and abundant life. That goes for everybody. We sit out here and we look at some of these other people living in the world and like, man, how do they get that? How do they get that? And yes, some people, it is true. Some people are just given the resources and given the stuff. But what also some people have is that, or what some people do have also is that some people just said yes. Some people said, God, you're giving me this. I quite don't understand it, but I'll move forward with it. Some people just said yes. A lot of people have come from humble beginnings. A lot of people can come from middle class or whatever and still be, I'm gonna tell y'all that story later. Listen to the season. But God has a plan for you. You are not a mistake. Okay, guys, this is the first episode of this season going out. Just wanted to catch you guys up with everything that's been going on with me. So if you could, please just leave a 5-star review below if this episode has touched you in any way. And most of all, please share it with another mom, another friend, anybody that needs to hear this message. And next week, come on back to One Mom and a Dream podcast. I'll talk to you guys next week. Bye.